around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Throngs of people continue to line up and file past Queen Elizabeth's coffin as it lies in state at Parliament in London. Today, some of them witnessing a vigil by her children. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Mourners have ranged from young children to London retirees to former England soccer captain David Beckham.
We've been lucky as a nation to have someone that has led us the way Her Majesty has led us.
Inside Westminster Hall, the atmosphere has been somber, reverential. Friday, a few witnessed King Charles III and his siblings, Princess Anne, Prince Andrew, and Prince Edward, arrive and stand vigil for 15 minutes. Backs to the flag-draped coffin, heads bowed. Saturday, the Queen's eight grandchildren, including Princes William and Harry, will hold a similar vigil. Meantime, the British government has warned those wanting to come pay their respects that the waiting time has climbed to more than 24 hours, the queue stretching 5 miles. I'm Ben Thomas.
Ukrainian officials say they found at least 10 torture centers in territory recaptured from Russia in the country's east. This follows the discovery of a mass grave containing about 450 bodies at a site near Izyum. The Russians occupied the city in the Kharkiv region until a Ukrainian counteroffensive pushed Russian troops from the region last weekend. The United Nations says it wants to send a team to investigate the site of the reported mass grave and determine the circumstances of the deaths. A regional police official said the victims at the burial site were killed by shooting or in shelling. Ukraine and its Western allies have accused Russian forces of perpetrating war crimes. VOA News. Berlin on Friday took control of the German operations of Russian oil firm Rosneft to secure energy supplies, which have been disrupted after Moscow invaded Ukraine in February. Germany's economy ministry said in a statement that Rosneft's German subsidiaries were placed under trusteeship of the Federal Network Agency. They account for about 12% of Germany's oil refining capacity. The seizures come as Germany scrambles to wean itself off its dependence on Russian fossil fuels. Moscow has stopped natural gas deliveries to Germany via the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. By taking control of the sites, the German authorities can then run the refining operations using crude oil from countries other than Russia. Some of the Venezuelan migrants who were flown to the wealthy Massachusetts island of Martha's Vineyard by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis say they were tricked. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
A community resources official in Martha's Vineyard says the migrants believe there were jobs and housing for them. Attorney Julio Enriquez met with some of the migrants and said some had no idea where they were going or even where they were. One migrant said he thought he was heading to New York. Another, Carlos Munoz, says he did understand that he was heading to Massachusetts.
No sabía era que era esta isla.
Quote, but we didn't know it would be on this island. Governor Ron DeSantis says the flights were voluntary. He didn't address immigrant claims that they were duped. I'm Norman Hall.
The French news agency is reporting hundreds of Boko Haram jihadists have fled to forest enclave in northern Nigeria, escaping airstrikes by the military and floods from torrential rains to seek shelter on Niger's side of Lake Chad. Northeast Nigeria is facing a 13-year armed insurgency by jihadist groups that has killed more than 40,000 people and forced about 2 million from their homes. The violence has spilled into neighboring Niger, Chad, and Cameroon, with the jihadists maintaining camps in the vast Lake Chad region, straddling the four countries. A Nigerian security source said Boko Haram militants have been leaving the Sambisa forest since last month because of sustained bombing of their hideouts. Afghanistan's Taliban on Friday denounced the U.S. decision to transfer $3.5 billion in Afghan central bank reserves to a Swiss-based trust fund, declaring it an illegal venture and vowing to impose financial penalties on entities that facilitate it. Washington said Wednesday it would move the previously frozen financial assets into a newly created Afghan fund in Switzerland to be used to help stabilize the Afghan economy. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.